Welcome back to Colin's Corner. I'm your host, Colin Play. I'm here with John LaPond and my friend James Hale. And we're going to talk to you guys today about a little bit of video game stuff and just kind of general music stuff. But yeah, I mean, we're kind of getting ready here for Hurricane Dorian. Trying to get a podcast in before we all get wiped out by this thing.
We're hunkered down. We got plenty of water, plenty of food, plenty of supplies. You know.
Oh, yeah. I mean... The fact that it's going to become a hurricane or a category 5 by the time it hits Florida is pretty insane. But hopefully.
We got our bears, we got our beets, we got our Battlestar Galactica.
And beers. Beers, most important part.
Screw water. No one's buying water at the stores. That's all a media lie. They're just buying beer.
Exactly.
At least that's Floridians are.
We're seasoned.
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
So I know you're wanting to get into streaming and kind of video game content creating and that kind of sort of thing. So kind of like, what's your favorite video game, you know, in terms of, doesn't have to be necessarily a new game, you know, probably, you know, it could be an older game.
Perfect, because my favorite video game is old school RuneScape.
Old school RuneScape.
I don't know if y'all have delved into that, but it's an MMO, came out in 1999.
Damn.
They released an old school version of the game, which is a backup of the game that came out in 2007. I've sunk so much time into that game.
Yeah.
That's what I mostly stream. My YouTube channel is like Minecraft, but old school.
Minecraft is trending nowadays, honestly.
I mean, always. It hasn't since it came out.
That's true.
To be honest.
Yeah, but yeah, RuneScape is like the classic. It's like an old school MMO. Mm-hmm. Like I played WoW and stuff back in the day, but RuneScape is like.
No, I played old school RuneScape back when, like, you know, I don't know if it was a different name. I think it was just RuneScape. I know they came out the newer one, and they have, like, the older version,
yeah.
I think. No, that's a really good game. But, I mean, mine's the Borderlands. I mean, just because, I don't know, that whole franchise Gearbox makes with that game has just been fantastic through the gameplay and
it's
everything.
Great.
It's a lot of fun.
Like, every gun in that game is so much fun to shoot.
Exactly. That's what I really like about it. You know, just the access to guns and the availability that you have with it. It's just a lot of fun. What's your favorite?
Yeah, see, it's a shame because I'm like hearing about it and I haven't played either one of those games. Like, I play a little bit with him, Borderlands 2, and I never played RuneScape. I didn't have a computer that could handle it. But my favorite game probably has to be Skyrim.
Yeah.
Because Skyrim got me into video games. I'm not like I was anti-video games, but I never got into it heavy. Like, after Skyrim, I went back and I, you know, tried to play Oblivion, you know, when my Xbox could handle it. And then I got into, like, shooters and stuff. But yeah, Skyrim is just classic RPG. It's just...
Skyrim's one of my favorites, too. It's like, I don't know, you can't beat a dead horse. It's come out, like, what, 8 years ago? But
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I even bought the remastered, and I even had it on 360. I'm like, nah... Take my money again, like, you can have it.
No, the,
so much fun. And every time I play a Khajiit sneaky guy with a bow.
That's what I used to play, Khajiit sneaky.
You play, what is it? I can't remember what it was. I think it was, I played a lot of, Norse, and then I played, or not, I don't know if it was called, they were called Norse.
Nords, yeah.
Yeah, Nords, that's what it was. And then I used to play a lot of the, like, lizard people, I don't.
The Argonians.
Yeah, the Argonians. Yes. I love playing Argonian. Just because I like dragons in general. But no, I mean, the creator of, Skyrim has said at a point, the reason that they keep making Skyrim and keep releasing it is because people keep buying it. They're like, why would we stop releasing this game if people are going to continuously buy it for millions of dollars? And then we stop buying it, and that's why we have a new game coming out.
So we just need to stop buying it, and we'll get a new Skyrim.
Exactly. Well, we have one. We have a new one. I think it's... Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
They have the Blades.
I heard it's coming out like 2022 or 23.
They just came out with the Blades game, which is like an Elder Scrolls for mobile.
It's like the Infinity Blade kind of game.
Yeah, I haven't like gotten into it, but it seemed interesting. I don't really care for mobile games too much.
Same, yeah.
Well, I know RuneScape doesn't have many characters. I mean, Skyrim has plenty of characters, but what would be your like favorite character from a video game? You know what I mean? Like, you know, how everyone loves Kratos from God of War and stuff like that, you know?
I don't know, Link, I'd have to say. There's like, it's like, it has to be with like the art style. Because you have Link back in the day, you have 8-bit, like side scrolling 2D Link. And then you have Ocarina of Time, the first 3D Link. You have Wind Waker, which is like this cartoony version of that same thing. You have like the realistic one that came out in Twilight Princess. So definitely Link. He can just, he's just so versatile. Like he has all these different tools.
That's a great point. Link is an excellent answer.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of art, in terms of...
It's very original. It's like, there's no one that really does something that's very similar to Zelda. Like that, the animation and music that kind of go behind it are very unique. You know, when you hear that Zelda music, you know instantly in your head, like, oh, that's Zelda.
And what's with that hat, too? Like, what is that thing? It's like a cone on the back
of his
head?
It doesn't fall off his head.
How does it not fall off?
Like...
I swear he must have, like, he, like, got glued it to, like, his temples. So when he's running, he doesn't fall off.
Right. He does that spin slash thing, it doesn't fall off. Like.
Have you played, you played Breath of the Wild, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I was about to say, you mentioned everything but Breath of the Wild, and I just had to make sure, because, oh my god, that
game. Both of y'all have played it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't finished it. I got, like, three of the four, like, main, like, guardian things, but besides that, like, I haven't really finished it. But I'm excited for the second game that's coming out.
Yeah, here. Me too.
That trailer looks
it's the first Zelda sequel, right?
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild 2, right?
Yep, first sequel ever made in Breath of the Wild, or in Legend of Zelda.
They had, like, sequels with, like, Wind Waker to Phantom Hourglass to Spirit Tracks.
Right.
I played Phantom Hourglass a little bit, but Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be exciting. That game, like, my favorite was Ocarina of Time, like, that's, like, the classic game. But Breath of the Wild was, like...
Yeah.
It, like, took over for me.
See, I grew up on Wind Waker, like, that GameCube game. That, I, when we were little, like, I could never get past the first dungeon where it was, like, all the bird people and you had to, like, earn the orcs and you had to, like, sneak around in the barrels and shit. Like, I could never, ever figure that stuff out. Like, it was always so hard. Does your favorite video game character come from Skyrim?
No, actually. Let me think about it. I have never thought about that question, seriously. Probably my favorite video game. I mean, Link's a very good choice, to be honest. I probably would have gut reaction done Link, just because my first Zelda was Twilight Princess on the Wii, because at the time all I had was Wii. Like, I literally played Call of Duty on the Wii because I had no other system. So, Twilight Princess, Link, specifically that one, was just the one that really got me into Zelda. And then from then, I played, you know, Spirit Tracks, and I played Ocarina of Time, and then I played the Hyrule Warriors one on
the
3DS.
That one was fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was kind of a novelty one, but it was really good.
Yeah.
So I probably have to say, like, the Links, because something about just the way they, the character design, they don't say anything, but they say a lot just because of their...
Actually, their action.
Now in Smash Ultimate, there's Young Link from Ocarina of Time, there's Toon Link from Wind Waker, and there's Link from Breath of the Wild. Which one are you picking?
That is a great question.
Yeah, probably Toon Link.
Toon Link.
Yeah, I'd probably stick with Toon Link. I haven't played much of Smash, but as far as just character, probably Toon Link.
Toon Link is great.
I'm probably going Breath of the Wild, honestly. Because I've played all the other Links, so, like, for the sake of just being able to figure out, you know, like, what he's like and how he, like, maneuvers comparatively to the other ones.
That bomb, you can detonate it, it's great.
Yeah, no. To see how it's so able to pull out bomb.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's one of the main things. Like, I've gotten screwed over by that bomb so many times in Smash. But I mean, honestly, like, if I had to really think about it, like, in terms of overall, like, how the character played, in terms of voice actor and overall story depth with the character, I think it'd be probably Ellie from the Last of Us series, if you've ever played that. It's like a post-apocalyptic world where, like, you follow the story of this guy named Joel right at the brink of when the zombie outbreak starts in this... like small town, and, you know, after the events that happen in that town, you know, it skips a couple of years and you kind of follow him meeting up with this girl who has a strange characteristic about her, and I don't know, like, it's really, I don't know how they play out their overall character development. Like, it plays to me like how, like, a stepdaughter would be meeting a stepfather who was, like, you know, a little bit of a hard ass. But just the music with, you know, the emotional roller coaster that this game puts you through, kind of like, I think that's where, like, I think Breath of the Wild kind of steps back a little bit where other games come from, like, where it's more of the experience of enjoying the game. It's like they lack a little bit in, like, that emotional kind of roller coaster, like, because it's, like, mainly with Zelda games, it's like, you know, find the princess, you know, save Hyrule.
It's linear.
Yeah, like, beat Ganon. No, right, yeah, right. It's always pretty much around the same type of game, you know, no matter which way you go. And that's why I'm excited for Breath of Wild 2, because it doesn't really seem like we're doing anything with Ganondorf, you know, the big baddie of all Zelda, you know. Is there any games this year that you're excited for coming out? Like, you know, like Borderlands 3 or Cyberpunk?
This year.
Year or next year, because I know this year's almost ending, so it's like 2020 technically.
Come back to me on that one, but Last of Us is like one of those games I've watched Let's Plays of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I did.
I feel like that's enough, though, like, because it's a story, like...
No, if you've watched Let's Play.
I've always wanted to play it, yeah, but Let's Plays, I feel like it's been enough.
No, for sure.
Well, they're coming out with it too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's gonna, I think, revolve around a more of young adult Ellie. I think it seems like from the trailer, she looks like she might be in her young 20s. And Joel's probably going to be in, because I think in one of the last trailers we saw that Joel was there, because people weren't sure if Joel was coming back because he was kind of he's an older fellow. So we were not sure if he was just going to stay kind of the track of Ellie's story, and, you know, Joel was just a part of it, but he's going to be there. So I'm really excited to see how they're doing that with that game. But I mean,
when is that supposed to come out?
I think it's 2020. I think it's like early 2020, like kind of February-ish, March-ish. I mean, yeah, besides that, I mean, Cyberpunk looks really good. That, you know, if you ever saw on the things for E3 with Keanu Reeves, like...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was the main talking point of the whole thing, was the fact that Keanu Reeves was there.
right.
But, I mean, that looks really, really good. Like, the gameplay looks really interesting. It seems kind of like you're going to be able to build your character... cybernetics, in a sense, like you'll be able to continuously upgrade your character, which if they do, which would be really, really cool.
What platform is that on?
I think it's everywhere. I think it's Xbox, PS4, PC, all that. Which I kind of don't like that companies do exclusives, because then it's like that's
check.
Only
I feel
making
like that
them.
Was a PS4 exclusive.
Cyberpunk?
No, Last of Us. Are you talking about Last of Us?
The Last of Us was a PS4 exclusive.
And also still a PS4 exclusive?
I'm not 100% sure if Last of Us 2 is. I would assume so. Especially if it comes out after the PS5, then probably definitely.
Okay.
But games coming out on the horizon, like, I don't know if you guys play Animal Crossing, but the Animal Crossing on the Switch looks amazing. It's like, I've always been in love with like the cute little characters, like the animals that run around your town. Like, you can like just be friends with all these animals and stuff, and I don't know.
What's like the main premise of it? Like, what do you like? What's the kind of goal of the game? Like,
so
just kind of build the town.
Yeah, you start out and you're in this town. Well, this is the first one, but like you're in this town and you owe money to this guy, Tom Nook. It's like a raccoon, and you owe him money for giving you a house, basically. You pay off your loan, you get a bigger house, you fill your house with all this furniture, you make friends with all the townspeople who are animals.
Yeah.
Also really cute, all have their own personality. It's great.
Kind of like a Sims.
It's like it's like a slice of life anime.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of good things about Animal Crossing, and I have a 3DS. I've been meaning to get it.
The one on the 3DS is like my favorite.
Is it New Leaf?
New Leaf.
Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah, if you can pick it up used for cheap, I would like definitely recommend it.
I know people that have sunk so many hours into that game. Like,
it's so good.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon. Like, that takes their whole life by storm.
And Pokemon, like, I don't know. I like fell off the Pokemon hype train. Like,
yeah, like this Pokemon game does not look good to me.
No.
I'm not excited.
Sword and Shield?
Yeah, it like.
What's the most recent one you've like played?
Moon?
Yeah. I think it might have been Sun and Moon, the Alola region.
That was like the last one I bought, but I like couldn't get into it. Like, I fell off of it.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like Diamond or Pearl or something like that. Where it was like, I think that was really where like the pinnacle of Pokemon has been, right? At Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
But no, I mean, you know, the fact that, one, they're not putting every single Pokemon in the new Pokemon game. They're just like, oh, well, we're going to pick a couple that we like and give them weird forms that look like Kiss characters from, you know, the band. Like, Zigzagoon or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets in a new form and it literally looks like a Kiss character. Like, and it's just, I don't know, like, to me that seems a little unoriginal. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, it is original for, I guess, the reskin of it, but it's like, God, if you need help figuring out Pokemon, I'll make Pokemon. Like, I can come up with 100 random freaking creatures.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like, instead of making them, I guess it's the best that the Alola form is the type difference, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. To me, that seems a little unoriginal. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, it is original for, I guess, the reskin of it, but it's like, God, if you need help figuring out Pokemon, I'll make Pokemon. Like, I can come up with 100 random freaking creatures.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, like, instead of making them, I guess it's the best that the Alola form is the type difference, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. With games nowadays specifically, like, how can you have something like Minecraft run a Pokemon game better than your own game? Like,
exactly.
You can download Pixelmon, and it's a mod for Minecraft.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, Pokemon are in the game, you use it, craft Pokeballs, go to Pokemon Centers, all that crap. And it, you know, it has all the different types of Pokemon and stuff in it, and it's actually really, really well done. Like, it's extremely well done, and, you know, to see just random people be able to make a mod like that, and then...
So you download the mod, then you render a new world, and there's, like, Pokemon Centers just loaded in the world?
Yeah, essentially.
Dang.
Pokemon all walking around, you know, you have to get certain crafting stuff to get, Pokeballs to catch them and stuff, and you battle just like everything it is. Like, you can get on servers and stuff.
Are all the Pokemon in that?
I don't know if all of them are in there, but...
Definitely, like, the first few gens.
Well, probably all the gens, just probably not all the Pokemon.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. Like, Pokemon should release a game that's, here's the top 100 Pokemon based off how many have been caught over our game's analytics, you know, because I bet they have that somewhere. And they released, you know, the first 100 Pokemon to that game, and they continuously update it. They should really branch Pokemon out of the Switch and out of the Nintendo franchise and get it on PS4 and stuff like that.
Really?
And yeah, and like, I think like having like a almost like a WoW kind of world where it was just catching Pokemon and battling.
Yeah.
I think hardcore old fans of like the original series and the original games and all those different kind of things, I think would really, really eat that up. And I think nowadays, like, the newer Pokemon games are really appealing to that younger audience, because, like...
Yeah. I mean, that's what it always has been.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted out of the Switch Pokemon, was, like, all the regions, multiplayer, like... It just wasn't that. It's just, like, another line, like, in the series, but...
Yeah, like, surprisingly, they struck gold with Pokemon Go. Like, when...
Yeah.
I didn't think that that would do as well as it did, but it
popped.
It did really well. So, if they did something where, like, on a platform where everybody had access to, maybe not mobile, but, like, you know, cross-platform, PS4, all of them, and had it so you could go around and interact with people, then, you know, probably bring life back to the company.
A like, Pokemon MMO.
Yeah, like, make it, like, Destiny or something like that. Like,
there's actually an old Flash game. It was called Poke MMO.
I remember hearing
exactly
about that back
that.
In the day.
That was so much fun. It was, like, all in browser. It was, you could catch, like, I think the first 3 or 4 generations of Pokemon. Might be more now, but, yeah, it was fun. You could, like, battle with everybody. It was, like, you could see everybody when you're just walking around the towns. It was a good time.
Yeah, and see, that's just what I think they need to do. Like, you know, give us a game that's meant for the adults who play Pokemon, and give us a game that's meant for the kids who play Pokemon.
Right.
Because it's, like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, the game will get stale to your older audience, and it's like, I think for Pokemon specifically, because we're all the generation that's grown up since its creation, they should really be appealing to us more than, you know, their small fan base of children. You know, I mean, I get keeping Ash Ketchum, you know, 10 years old and all that stuff through the show just for the sake of the show, but it's like, I don't know,
playing nostalgia for us, like
right. they did right. Mega Evolutions for two seasons of the game, like two run throughs, and then stopped. And then they did Alohan versions and then stopped doing that.
Yeah. Like,
and then
the Mega Evolutions were awesome. Like,
yeah, I loved them.
Like Generation 6, I forget what the region was called. Kalos, right?
Yeah, maybe. I think Kalos. Unova,
that was,
maybe.
Like, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like the original one with the Mega Evolutions on the 3DS that one was really good.
I really thought that when that happened that, you know, Pokemon and Game Freak and all of them were going in kind of the right direction with their Pokemon game, and then, you know, I saw kind of Alolan being like, oh, well, now this is not Mega Evolutions, but just type changes, which is not as cool. Like, I wish I would, like, you like, I think Exeggutor was kind of the best example of one of the Alolan Pokemon. It was
extend
like,
extend his neck.
Yeah, it was just like, and that kind of stuff.
Long
like
neck boy.
That's all they need to do to the Pokemon to make it so much more interesting, and, you know, even with that type advantages. Like, I'd rather have the different forms and them stay the same type than for them to make them different types and not give them different forms if I had to pick one of the two, you know?
It seems a bit lazy.
Yeah, it does. It's like, oh, well, we can just drag dark type in here, preloaded set, you know, bam, here's your Pokemon, you know? And it's like,
add a little darker tint.
Yeah, right, it's like, right. The only real editing has to be is unless, like, you know, I guess we're the new one, I guess they have a newer evolved form, you know, so I guess it gets its evolved form, but it's like, you couldn't think of anything better than Kiss. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how, like, a mongoose has anything to do with Kiss. I mean, there might be some, you know, backstory to Kiss and, you know, something with a mongoose, but, you know,
it's probably literally just the creator was like, I like this band, let's bring them in.
Yeah.
JoJo, you know.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say, what's
I love JoJo, by the way.
I know. I just got into it. I'm on the second season.
Second season?
Yeah,
second season's like the best.
Yeah. Joseph Joestar is, I watched 1, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched past two. I forgot to watch it because when I looked it up, I thought, I didn't realize Joseph's parts, like, when you look it up on Netflix, it's like JoJo part one is Jonathan Joestar and Joseph Joestar's story.
Yeah, it's like the first two seasons are together, and then they have Stardust Crusaders.
Yeah, and that always throws me off when looking it up and stuff like that. But the newest season of JoJo was really good.
I'm not caught up with it. I've only seen, like, Stardust Crusaders, like, the first season of that, where they go to Egypt and all that.
Oh, you haven't seen anything past that?
No.
Okay, so they have Stardust Crusaders, and then they, like, you know, I think they have a second season, maybe, of that. Not 100% sure. But then they go into another one, which is, like, more of, like, a Death Note vibe, kind of, like, trying to find the person kind of thing.
It's
really good. A lot of people like part three, or... Yeah, part three, because it's coming a lot. Part four was all right, the new one that came out, but, I mean, it's a little weird, because, like, you know, like, how, like, there's always that character that kind of, like, comes in from the last season that's, like, part of their repertoire, like, of people, like, now you've watched two, and you've watched most of two, right?
Like, five episodes in.
Have you met a German? You watched one, right?
Yeah, I've watched all of one.
Yeah. Where are you in two? Like, what was the last thing you saw?
I mean, I'm watching Bleach right now, so I took a break on that. Mm-hmm. But they have those three guys that are trying to, like, fuck everybody up, and Joseph.
The Stone Man?
Yeah, the Stone
Man. Okay, so you know who I'm talking about. The German general who Jonathan Joestar met in the alleyway.
Oh, him, yeah.
Yeah, when Jonathan met him in the alleyway, and then they bring him back as a character in the next season.
Oh, they bring him back.
Yeah, in part two, he's Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Speedwagon's like the when Joseph, like, when they start talking about the Jonathans again in the part two.
Oh, you're talking about REO Speedwagon?
Yeah, he made like a whole corporation for the whole thing. Like, he's like a rich and famous dude. And it's like, I like that they always bring a character in from previous seasons to kind of help out the new season of characters, but they don't do that in part four.
No,
they do, but they don't have them stay through the whole series. Like, in all the JoJo seasons, they always have, like, a character that's like that, you know, whether it's like a Joseph or, like, one of their friends or whatever it may be. But in part four, it's like they showed up and left, like, in 2 seconds, and it was just like, oh, well, you guys get to handle all this stuff. And it's just like, I didn't like part four as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, part four, then there's 5, 6 that are still in manga. And then 7's supposed to be the best season ever. Like, apparently better than any of them. Like, part 7. Yeah, it's not even out. So, I mean, there's still a lot of potential for JoJo. So, not to knack it. But it's a great anime. I think it's a really good anime to start off somebody on, because it's just such an interesting story. Like,
and, like, the art style for me, it's like,
right, yeah, that's what caught, like, my attention, like, initially.
The fight sequences are so, like, different from, like, traditional, like, shonen anime, like Naruto and Dragon Ball. It's just like, it looks realistic.
Mm-hmm. No, that's kind of like, yeah, that's what I like about that.
These big, beautiful, colorful men. Like, what else do you want?
No, if you like the big body kind of people, you'd like Baki a lot.
Seen Baki?
I've seen like the first episode of Baki.
Dude, my roommate watched it. So good. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's an anime that'll make you want to work out more than any anime ever. Like, it's like, damn.
That's, like, funny how, like, anime has this, like, connotation of, like getting after it and, like, working out and
yeah.
stuff. Because right.
It's completely unrealistic, but yeah. it still motivates
yeah.
you, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because I think you look at a lot of characters, you know, like, and you see their struggles that they're going through, and it's kind of like, fuck, man. It could be worse for me.
Yeah.
And they're still trying this hard to do mm-hmm. what's right, you know, like, God, like, I gotta start getting in the gym, doing better, like, you know. And I think everyone who watches anime kind of wishes, you know, they had that one anime power, you know, that one power that would be so cool and stuff. And so it's like, you know, I think the desire to have that kind of power and see it associated with working out, I think people get a mentality of like,
yeah.
maybe if I work out hard enough, I just get superpowers. And that's what I hope. I hope I can just
do something. My superpower is the Gomu Gomu no fruit from One Piece.
No, it's not.
You know why? I already can't swim.
That's true. But that's all dope for
users. So I don't
lose
anything.
But that's all dope for users for One Piece.
True. But it's just something about the fucking...
You'd be Brooke. You're the only character from One Piece that you fit is Brooke because
yeah.
he is so musically inclined. Like,
I mean, true. But something about that rubber punch, that pistol thing, I can't get over it.
Dude, I'm telling you.
If I could be a Luffy-Brooke hybrid, there you go.
Like, you said watch part of part 3. Like a Stardust.
Stardust Crusaders, yeah.
You've watched like the first, second episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what stands are.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, so the character I'm describing from One Piece is literally his stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like.
Which character's stand?
Jonathan's.
Like
yeah. if Jonathan had
okay.
a stand,
okay.
it would be this guy because it's like the whole dude, like he was like on a pirate ship full of musicians,
mm-hmm.
and it's like he just has like a big kind of like fro.
Yep.
And fit like plays the violin. And Jonathan played the violin.
Right.
And it is, I'm telling you, it's almost worth watching One Piece to see how accurate the two are. Like,
it's like, even the personality is like, yeah, that's basically Jonathan.
It's one of my favorite analogies. Like,
One Piece is just so intimidating. Like, how many episodes is it?
900 right now. It just hit 900 last night.
Read it until you get to which one was it? Was it the Big Mom?
No. Okay, there. Where you're at, I'm saying
lost.
Yes, you should read Big Mom arc and be done with it. If you want to watch One Piece, the thing with One Piece is it's super long, but there is a point where, like, in the anime where it is now, where they kind of touch on what happened pretty much throughout the whole anime, like,
okay.
all the actions that happened between our characters,
okay.
and, like, they kind of review it. So it's, like, I would say for someone who's watched every single episode and know how grueling of a process that is to do, especially, like, because I, like, started watching, like, when it was, like, 400, 500 episodes in, and I had to binge that, and that was a lot.
That's how I am with Naruto.
Yeah, it's, like, just some when you get animes of those sizes, it's just, like, I think... Honestly, you could start at Water 7.
Yeah.
I think you could start maybe even...
Wait, is that with Robin? Is that the Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you either
yeah.
start there or you maybe start right... Like, because there's, like... How One Piece is broken up is... the whole, like, premise of One Piece is there's a Grand Line. It's this big chunk of land that separates the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two of them, so there's... There's one giant band of earth that surrounds the their ocean called the Red Line, and then there's a band of water that pirates travel called the Grand Line, and that's basically if you want to become a pirate and prove yourself, you travel the Grand Line and get to the New World. And there's a lot of backstory to what happens before they get past the Grand Line from where they start. And you could skip all that and start past the Grand Line at Alabasta and watch from there. And by the time you catch back up, you would probably have seen everything that happened in the previous, like, 40
mm-hmm.
episodes maybe that it is. Like, that's the sad thing about One Piece. It's like, yeah, it's like, you can skip parts, but it's like, it's only like 30 episodes, 40 episodes.
Yeah.
But now it's like 200 episodes for an arc. So it's
mm-hmm.
just, there's so much more content now because of how all they're doing. Like,
yeah, I just don't know if I have time for that these days.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I think, like, if you wanted to get into One Piece, I think there's a point that you could read up to where it wouldn't really matter. Like, you could go back and watch all the fights on YouTube, and, like, you get the significance of them probably by reading it still. I do think there is a point in One Piece, though, that where genuinely should stop and watch, because if you, like, if you've ever watched anime and you kind of get, like, a little emotional or, like, get your heartstrings pulled on certain scenes and stuff like that, there are specific scenes in One Piece that have made people that I know cry.
Yes,
like,
retweet.
Like, retweet. One Piece is a very, very emotional anime because it's, like, watching it from those 900 episodes to, like, 1 to 900, it feels like somebody you know in a sense. Like, it's like, damn,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I've been here for 300 hours watching this stupid anime, and this is so significant to those anime characters. Like, oh my gosh, like, oh lord. And it's just like, that's the one thing I like about big animes like that, is that the fact that they have the capability of being able to,
yeah, it's like you have personal history with that character.
Exactly.
So when something, you know, good or bad happens to them, it's like you're so emotionally invested, mm-hmm. that, yeah, it's just, it has, yeah, One Piece will always have a special place in my heart. Like,
no, it is.
I mean, that's how I feel about Naruto.
Naruto is my first anime. Was that yours?
That's technically
probably
my first.
And then Dragon Ball is my first, but
yeah.
Naruto,
have you watched,
like,
Super?
No, I haven't.
You heathen!
I need to.
You and me are gonna start watching that anime together, because
all right,
I'm telling you,
I'm down
if
for
you,
it.
If you like Dragon Ball Z,
yeah,
Super beats every single season of Dragon Ball Z in my opinion ever. Because solely because of its animation quality, the fights happen in Super.
I've seen some of them.
I'm telling you, it's so good. Like, Akira Toriyama and those people who work over at Bandai or wherever they work for making that show, like, they...
Toriyama's great. I love the Dragon Quest series. Like,
it's so good. Like, he does a great job at his animations and stories and stuff. And 10 out of 10.
I have every DLC on the Smash Brothers, so we got Hero. So.
Okay, cool. Didn't he just come out?
Yep.
Yeah, he was recent in the Hero character. But yeah, I think that'll do it for today's episode. John, why don't you plug yourself? Where can we find you at?
All right, so Instagram, John LePond, YouTube, John LePonderer, on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, all those streaming services, John LePonderer, because I make music, and Twitter, John LePond.
James, where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Swampu, that's SWAMPUU. Two U's. I stream RuneScape. I play Minecraft. That's about it.
Awesome. And we'll make sure both of those are in the description of the podcast and on all the posts that we have here at the Collins Corner and Colin to Play. And I've been your host, Colin Roberts, and I will see you guys in the next one.